Dharma upholds. Desire and Dharma. Life is full of desire. Every creature is moved by desire and seeks to fulfill it. Flowers turn toward the sun, and roots seek water and minerals. Animals roam for food, and humans cultivate and trade in distant lands. Elder trees care for the forests, and elder humans seek to impart their wisdom to youngsters. All forms of life seek to consume, to give, and to reproduce. Desires are natural. What makes humans human is that we are in choice, or at least we can be in choice, about which desires to pursue, when and how, and which ones to forego. Spiritual growth is evidenced by choosing Dharma when there is a choice between desire and Dharma, when they lead to different paths of action. Sometimes they are the same. Desires can be dharmic, inspired by the soul, by wisdom, by the divine. But sometimes Dharma means forsaking a desire, either temporarily or permanently. And sometimes it means pursuing a desire in a more disciplined or measured way. Whenever one has an addiction to a substance or activity, the addiction is more important than Dharma or morality, and one is inevitably adharmic at times. When we feel a desire, we need to look inside ourselves and find its root. Sometimes the root is simply a need of the body, like hunger. Sometimes we just feel a need for sympathy or moral support, to be understood or heard or respected. Sometimes we just want something very strongly. Sometimes we are angry, jealous, or resentful and want to hurt someone or see them hurt. Sometimes we might want to win or dominate. We need to look at each desire to see if its root is a physical or emotional need, a desire of the ego, or a desire of our soul. How, when, and if we pursue our desire depends on its origin. If it is a need of our body or personality, we pursue it with due consideration of others. If it is ego-based, we can either disregard it or pursue it with caution. If it is divine, soul-based, we can pursue it with enthusiasm. It is essential that we make this analysis of each desire when we are on the spiritual path. The ego is very sneaky and deceptive. It is expert at masquerading as Dharma and good intent. It is expert at formulating logical reasons for everything it wants. But underneath the ego is self-interest alone. Allowing it full rein leads us to eventual suffering and leads our soul into never-never land. Fulfilling a desire does not eliminate it. Desires usually arise again and again, often stronger if they were satisfied the last time. We must be in control of our desires in order to follow Dharma